For the adventurous, for the backbone of America, for those who rise early and rest not, for the weary traveler, welcome to the Squatch Grist Truckin' Podcast, where we dive into the world of truckin'. Whether you're just starting or a seasoned vet, join us on this adventure. We're journeying into the heart of truckin', where legends are born and the asphalt stretches into the unknown. This is where bravery and freedom collide, where truckers aren't just truckers, but explorers of the vast, untamed highways. So strap in and buckle up, because you're about to get squat.
Hey guys, welcome back. Episode 9 of the Squatchers Trucking Podcast. I'm your host, Dakota Kaufman. Today's episode, we're going to kind of catch up again and touch on a little more of the topic that we talked about in our last episode, episode 8. But this episode is titled Getting Your SMS Score Back on Track. And so episode 8, last week we talked about DOT inspections and how those things impact your SMS score. But we didn't really dive into what your SMS scores were, how they were calculated, anything like that. And so this week, we're just going to take a deep dive into SMS scores, the importance of them, why they matter. And so we're just going to look at all of those things to try to help you improve your company and your SMS scores if you're needing some help with them. So the FMCSA uses SMS data. So they use it from inspections and crashes, and they compile all of this data together. And they basically compare you with your peers against other inspections, against other things that's happened. They compare you to that, and that is your SMS score in essence, right? They base it off of your hours of service, your compliance, if you've had wrecks, if you speed, any violations, any out of service stuff that you've had. They compile all this data together, and that makes your SMS score. And so your SMS score is extremely important. It affects every aspect of your company, right? So it affects your bottom line. It can, incur fines and penalties and things like that. It can impact your insurance costs, and it impacts your bottom line at the end of the year. And so you have to make sure that you're ready for your inspections and some things along those lines. That way your SMS scores stay where they need to stay, because your SMS score impacts your insurance, your day-to-day operations, your cost, and the money that you make at the end of the year. So your SMS score is important, folks. All right, guys, segment one, understanding SMS scores, what they are, how they're weighted, the different categories, which the FMCSA calls your basics. We're going to go through each one of those, how different things are weighted on your inspections, your out of service, different stuff like that. But this is the first segment that we're going to talk about when it comes to improving your SMS scores. As you can imagine, there are hundreds and thousands of ways that a carrier can go wrong, and the FMCSA can write you up for a violation. We all know that. And so it's very, very important that you know this data. That way your SMS scores, if you do have a bad inspection, you kind of know how to look at it, and you know what you're looking at, and you can maybe make some educated moves because you have the knowledge of how they, how the algorithm for the scores, how they compile those things, different things that are weighted, different things like that, just so you can have that that insight, I guess, to see your SMS scores and know what they mean. So for purposes of scoring carriers, right, in the SMS system, they have they call basics, and there's seven categories in basics, and there's going to be a picture pop up right here of what that is and of the seven categories, so you can pause here if you'd like. But in those seven categories, those are every violation that you may incur, everything that may happen in an inspection will fall under those seven categories. Now, there's been talk that the FMCSA is going to change some stuff up on the categories, but that's been in talks for several years now, and nothing's changed. So I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Who knows? It's the government, so you don't know. But nevertheless, there's seven categories that they're going to compile all of your violations that will impact your SMS scores, and it's going to fall into one of the seven categories. So the first category is unsafe driving. So that's going to be speeding, running a red light, stop sign, anything like that, following too close. That's going to be under that that basic score of unsafe driving. When is your crash indicator? So if you've had crashes, that's going to show up on your SMS if you're at fault. Those will impact your score as well. Thing is hours of service compliance. And so, they're going to check your ELDs, obviously, at inspections and stuff like that. And so it's important to make sure those things are in order, because those will go towards your safer scores and your SMS scores. That's probably one of the most common ones we see when we're doing compliance stuff and we're doing insurance stuff, is hours of service. Hours of service is one of the most common ones. And really, it's the easiest to maintain and the easiest to keep track of and the easiest to do, but that's the most common violation. This one is vehicle maintenance on the basics, and so that's going to be tires, chafing of brake lines, lights, anything like that. That's going to fall under vehicle maintenance. Next one is controlled substances or alcohol, drugs or alcohol, obviously. If you're driving an 80,000-pound vehicle and you're under the influence of alcohol or drugs, get out from behind the wheel. That's nonsense, right? And so you're driving something that can take somebody's life very, very easily. That's an important one, obviously. They will test for that stuff. Obviously, you have to pass drug screens and all of that. But those things don't belong behind the wheel of a semi in any capacity. Next on the list, and this will apply if you're hauling hazmat stuff, is your hazardous compliance. And so that's going to be the routes that you've taken, everything. They're going to check all of that stuff, all your paperwork for your hazmat stuff. They're going to check all of those things. And if you're in violation, that's going to go on your basic score for your hazardous material. And the last category in basics is your driver fitness. So that's going to be, your hours of service again, different things like that, your license, CDL, your medical certificate, all of that stuff. They're going to check on the driver fitness basic. So when they're measuring your basic scores, your basic scores are measured against your peers every month. So all the inspections that your peers have had, they're going to measure you against them. And that's going to play into what your rating is. If you're worse, you could kind of, I guess, look at it as a scale. If you're worse than the one is, the middle, that's neutral. To the left, negative is good. Plus is worse. So if you kind of look at it that way, if you score worse than everybody else, your safer score, your SMS score is going to be higher than your peers. And you could get optional inspections and different things like that, and get hit more at DOT way stations, different things like that. And so you want to stay below kind of that threshold. And here in a second, we're going to cover what some of these thresholds are as a percentage on your out of service and your inspections and violations and stuff like that, where you won't get dinged as much, and stuff like that. But yeah, every month they're going to look at your peers, and they're going to say, okay, X carrier did worse or did better than their peers. And that's how they calculate your scores. And so they can kind of fluctuate month to month. Obviously you have the time section of it as well. Like, the older a violation or the older an out of service is, the less it impacts. And severity weights, or how bad the violation is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the less, and then 10 being the worst that it could be. So all that scale is that's FMCSA's assessment on like crash risk. Like, so this violation is weighted really heavy because it causes a lot of accidents, right? And so 10, it's more apt to cause an accident. 1, it's not as apt to cause an accident. And so it's not rated as heavily against your SMS score. Okay. And then any violation that you get, if you get put out of service for that violation, it's going to add an extra 2 points on the severity weight of it. If you have a severity rating of 2 and it puts you out of service, you're automatically going to be at a 4, because the out of service adds 2 more. And we're going to deep dive into some more of that stuff. And so right now, maybe you're like, well, what does that mean? We're going to get to that. I'm going to get ahead of myself, but we're going to get to that here in just a second. But basically, they compare you to everybody else and they look at your violations. If it puts you out of service, all of this stuff plays into how they calculate your score. And so it's a complex thing. And there's probably not just, I'm sure there's an algorithm, right? But there's not really just this. It's just all of this data compiled together makes this one number for your inspection score. And so that's why it's so important that you just do the compliance stuff. You check off all your stuff that you need to do. You do your pre-inspection checklist. You just do what you need to do. Because, like I said in the last episode, we've seen companies get put out of business just because their safer scores got so out of hand that they couldn't afford insurance. They were getting pulled over at every way station, getting fines and tickets, and DOT had their number. And so we've seen it happen. And so we try our best, you know, on the insurance side and the compliance side that we have here, we try our best to kind of help people navigate that stuff. You know, because the government, we know that if they get your number, they get your number, right? And so there's no, you might as well fly under the radar as much as you can, do things the right way, and don't get pulled in for those optional inspections and stuff like that. Just run a tight ship, and it'll pay off. It's going to pay dividends. It's going to impact your insurance rate. It's going to lessen that. Insurance carriers look at that heavily when they are reviewing your account to quote it and stuff. They look at that at your SMS scores and at your violations and out of service. And they look at all of that stuff, and that can impact your rating really in a negative way. We've seen the price difference be, $20,000 between somebody that has a good safer score and somebody that has a bad safer score. And that's really the only difference. The same type of truck, same type of trailer, same type of operation, clean driving record on your MVR, like no tickets or anything like that showed up on the MVR, but your SMS score was really, really bad. And so this person's paying a lot more than a person that has a good SMS score when it comes to your insurance. And we all know insurance is a big piece of what truckers pay every single day. And so it's an important aspect to kind of control that cost. And that's just one way you can control insurance costs, obviously, but it's a big one, right? It's controlling your SMS score, making sure everything's good and all of that. And so, pay attention to your SMS scores, the way they're weighted, and look at your record, look at your inspections, make sure they're all accurate, all that stuff, because it can save you a lot of money if you stay on top of your SMS stuff. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about basic intervention. And so basically what that means is there's going to be a certain threshold, a certain percentage that you get to if you have enough bad inspections that the FMCSA is going to be, okay, they're an inspect, right? And so you're going to get pulled into DOT way stations, and now the FMCSA, the DOT, has your number. And so you don't want to get to that point, right? And so let's prevent that. Let's make sure that we're learning here, and let's make sure that we're doing the right thing to keep these scores in check. But your SMS scores are kind of based on, it's a 0 to 100 scale, right? And that's a percentage. And so basically it's the amount of violations that you have, right? So let's say you have 5 violations and 2 of them were bad. You had 2 violations that had a violation, right? Or 2 inspections that had a violation, sorry. So that's 40%, right? And so that's going to be your SMS percentage score, if you want to call it that in simple terms. I think they call it something else, but that's essentially, in the most basic form, that's kind of how it's calculated. So if you have 5 inspections, two of those inspections have had violations, you're automatically at a 40%, right? And so let's say you have 20 and 10 of them, have violations, then that puts you at a 50%. So you can kind of go off of that. And so you want to have more, obviously, past inspections, clean inspections, as much as you can, because those ones with inspections do weigh. And even if it's just a small inspection or a small violation, it still can hurt your safer score, depending on what it is. But the smallest one can still impact your SMS score. And so the intervention thresholds, these percentages that they set, where like, hey, this person, needs an intervention, are different for each basic. So for each, for each category, those 7 categories that we just talked about, there's going to be a certain threshold for each. So for unsafe driving, hours of service, and crash indicators, that intervention is going to be at 65%. So if you're above 65%, so 66% or more, basically be an optional inspect is what that means. And that means when you come to a DOT way station, they're going to pull you in probably if they're open for a level 1 inspection. And they're going to go over it with a fine tooth comb. Number one, they know that you've had a record of bad inspections. And they're going to pull you in there and they're going to grill you. So it's important that you don't get above that threshold. Once you get to that threshold, insurance carriers start looking at you a little different as well. Brokers, it impacts everything, guys. And that's, I can't stress that enough. It impacts your contracts. It impacts your insurance. It impacts all of that stuff in a negative way. And so you want to make sure that you're keeping this stuff in check. So the next thing, the next intervention threshold is for vehicle maintenance, controlled substance, and driver fitness. And so that intervention threshold is at 80%. So if you get to an 80% within those three categories, then they're going to do the same thing that they did on the last one, right? The last one was 65. This one's 80%. And then the last basic that they have an intervention threshold for is the hazmat, and that's at 80% as well. So the lowest threshold, where they start looking at it sooner, is unsafe driving, crash indicator, and hours of service compliance. Those three right there, they start at 65%. So if you have something in those three categories, if you have a bunch of bad inspections in those three categories, that threshold is 65. So 66% or more. You're going to start getting interventions. You're going to get optional inspects, all of that stuff. Insurance carriers will start declining you, all of that stuff. And so those are three important categories to pay attention to. Make sure that those, you're driving safe, obviously not speeding, different things like that. Your hours of service is a super important aspect of this as well. So your ELD stuff, all of that needs to be in check. Probably the most two common that we see, for violations that really hurt, when we're shopping people's insurance is the hours of service and unsafe driving. Those are the two major ones that we see most often, but those are the two that impact the most, it seems, as well. Now, obviously, crashes impact negatively too, but unsafe driving and hours of service, carriers do not like that. And the reason why are those categories, usually the severity weight for that violation is higher than it is for other categories. And the reason for that is because, well, number one, there's a lot of laws surrounding those things, right? And number two, those two categories are the riskiest categories when it comes to crashes and stuff like that. And the probability of causing a crash for having a violation in one of those categories is very high for hours of service. You got sleepy drivers, guys driving at 3 a.m. when they should have been asleep 4 or 5 hours ago, and speeding, obviously, that's another one. So they weigh those two really heavy just because the danger of those two violations, and they weight those heavier than the others because the danger of those is more severe. Yeah, guys, so let's just kind of recap segment one here. I want to stress the importance of your SMS score and how it weighs against your business. And it's not just insurance and it's not just compliance stuff, right? It's going to impact your ability to get loads. It's going to impact your ability to get places on time because you're going to get pulled into DOT way stations for inspections, all of that stuff. It's going to impact your everyday operation of your trucking business. So just make sure that you, those seven categories, you know what they are, you know what those violations are, and you don't do those things, right? You have to know that data to kind of prevent yourself from doing it. But again, we've seen people literally put out of business because of bad safer scores. It's not a fun thing to watch because there's nothing that we can do from our end at that point. If they're already to that point, if you can afford it, that's great. You can weather the storm and then maybe improve your safer scores. But when your insurance jumps from $18,000 to $42,000 a year, for one or two trucks, we don't like to see that here. And so we want to make sure that we can help people keep your safer scores, your SMS scores down like they need to be. All right, guys, in segment two, we're going to talk about some common pitfalls around your SMS scores and kind of how to avoid them. So as we've briefly touched on earlier, each violation is going to be weighted differently. A controlled substance is going to be different than just a taillight being out, right? That the severity rating between those two is going to be, very, very different. And so that's just kind of one thing to keep in mind is different violations have different weight. So that's why it's so important that you make sure everything's functioning and is in order and that you've done your pre-trip inspections as well. So I want to go through a list with you here of the most common violations according to the FMCSA, and this is what we see as well when it comes to insurance and compliance. We see this; these are the most common that we see as well. But the FMCSA published a list here of stuff that they see that's the most common: moving violations, speeding, and following too closely. Those moving violations are two of the most common: speeding and following too closely. That's probably the top one. Moving violations is the top one, obviously, for speeding. The second one is failure to use a seatbelt, and that's obviously super preventable. Just put your seatbelt on and save yourself the heartache and the headache of that. Just wear your seatbelt. Next one is using a handheld mobile device while operating a commercial vehicle. So looking at your cell phone or anything like that, or operating your cell phone while driving down the highway, that's another common one that we see a lot. Next one that we see a lot is driver on duty with in possession of a narcotic or amphetamine. And that's obviously falls under the controlled substance and alcohol violation and category. So, like I said, you know, if you have that, you don't have any business driving a truck, you know, while you're in that state for sure. So, and we see this one a lot actually, but it's failing to use hazards. Like if you're pulled over or anything like that, the failure to use hazard lamps or you're having to drive slower. We see that one a lot. You know, and it's a small one, but you still can get a ticket for it and they can still write you a violation for it that will impact your SMS score. But we do see that one a lot where people aren't using their flashers or emergency hazards, for, you know, if they're pulled over on the side, on the shoulder or driving slower than the rest of traffic. Next one that we see a lot is, operating a commercial vehicle, with passengers that aren't restrained, or in seatbelts. We see that one a lot as well. Another one is operating a commercial vehicle without with a radar detector. You know, that one's dumb, I guess, right? But, you know, it is what it is. They will write you a violation for that. So, we actually had a guy here a while back. He got hit for having one that was in his truck when he bought it. It wasn't even plugged in, but the inspector didn't believe him. You know, the inspector told him, "Well, you just unplugged it whenever I pulled you over." And so they don't like radar detectors naturally, but we do see that one a lot as well on the violation, and it does go against your SMS score if they ding you for it. All of these would go on your SMS score. And another one we see, which is related to the narcotic one earlier, but you know, drivers in possession of alcohol while operating a commercial vehicle. We see that one a lot too. So again, you know, it's just silly, right? There's no reason to have that violation while you're driving an 80,000 pound truck. So those, you know, between the narcotic and all of these are preventable, right? They're super preventable. But those two, they just don't make sense to me. It seems that I'm going to get on a soapbox here, I guess, for a minute, but it just seems to me that that's just ignorant, right? I mean, you're operating a 80,000 pound vehicle going 70 miles an hour down a highway, with families all around you. That's just dumb, right? And so, like I said, if you're operating a commercial vehicle or semi or truck or whatever, and you're drunk or under the influence of anything like that, man, that's just silly. So, all right, let's move on. I'm going to get off my soapbox here. Next one we see a lot is unauthorized passenger on board of a commercial vehicle. So you need to have your paperwork in order if you have a passenger, because if somebody's unauthorized, then they can write you up for that and you can get dinged for it, and it will impact your safer score as well. And the last one that we see a lot is driving a commercial vehicle while texting. So let's go through some tips on how we can avoid some of these pitfalls, and how we can make sure that our drivers, if you're managing a fleet or you're managing a company and other drivers, let's go through some tips on how we can manage that better to make sure that stuff doesn't happen. Number one thing you can do is incentivize clean inspections, right? They get a bonus if they get X amount of inspections that are clean, you know, but incentivize, you know, give them something for getting a clean inspection. Another thing you can do is dissuade bad inspections. And so I call this kind of like the carrot stick approach, right? Like you have a carrot, they do good, stick if they don't. And so that seems to work well for most fleets, as they incentivize good inspections. And then you get penalized if you get bad inspections. You know, you get write-ups, whatever, right? If you get bad inspections, and enough of them can lead to termination. And so there has to be some sort of consequence there that you can put in place that's concrete, that's written out. You have a process for it. That way, when a bad inspection does happen, you have a process for it, and it's serious, right? Like, it's a big deal. That's one thing that you have to do is you have to create this culture in your company, for your trucking company, to get your SMS score up. You have to be serious about the process around how you're going to correct these issues. And so that can be writing up somebody or whatever it is, right? Whatever that process is that you make, you know, for writing up drivers and correcting that behavior, you have to be serious about it and you have to be bought into it. And so, yeah, surrounding your SMS scores, you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to make sure you have all that process lined out for the negative ones, right? So whatever that is, however you want to do that, if it's just writing a driver up or if it's docking pay or whatever it is, but there needs to be some sort of repercussion for negative inspections, because enough of them, enough bad ones, and guess what? Your bottom line is going to shrink, and the salary that you had last year is not going to be the same salary that you have the next year. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. As you're trying to grow your trucking company, as you're trying to as you're trying to manage your trucking company, you have to make sure that you're managing the drivers and the inspection part of it, because your SMS score, if you could look at that as kind of like this centerpiece, right? And because the way you operate, you are under the authority or the laws of the FMCSA and the DOT. And so they're going to regulate you. They're going to check in on you. So you kind of look at that as your center point, is kind of everything you do, every process you make, every safety thing that you implement is going to be built around preventing, number one, catching the FMCSA's attention, but number two, making sure that your SMS scores stay good so that you can have good insurance prices. You don't have to worry about getting contracts for loads because you have a good track record, different things of that nature. So yeah, make sure you have all that stuff in check. And I've also, I've linked in the description of this video, FMCSA's, checklist for how, you know, kind of how they do questionnaire. And so that's a good thing to kind of look at to, like when you're making pre-trip inspection checklist for your drivers or anything like that, like we talked about in the last episode, episode 8, this would be kind of a good reference point if you wanted to make your own or add some stuff to it, some stuff that they're going to look at for your compliance checklist. So on that note, let's kind of talk about a little bit about implementing some safety stuff for your company. If you're managing a fleet or if you're managing your company and you have some drivers under you, there's some things that you can implement and do to improve your SMS scores that will help you manage everything too. Number one thing, use technology, whether that's your ELDs or, you know, anything like that, telematics, you know, some stuff like that, fleet trackers, all of that stuff that you can put in place and technology to help you kind of manage your drivers, right? And another thing that you need to look at is a place where you can review your DOT inspections that maybe will send you a notice right when you get a DOT inspection, some stuff like that. That way you can have insight to the data of how your inspections are going. Next thing you need to do is you need to create a safety program, something that creates a culture of safety. And we did an episode on that a few episodes back. So go back and listen to that one if you want to, but, you have to create that culture of safety, create a safety program where it incentivizes good inspections and dissuades bad inspections. The next thing is penalties for bad inspections, dock pay, write up, whatever it is. Institute those penalties for bad inspections. Thing is compliance. Make sure you have some way to look at your DOT and get notices when you have a bad inspection. That can be huge when you're trying to improve your SMS scores. Having something that sends you an email that says, "Hey, there was an inspection in such and such state that had a bad inspection." It's going to show you the unit. It's going to show you the driver. All the stuff that happened in the inspection. What they got wrote up for. All of those things. It's going to send you a notice for that, so you can see that, and boom, you can take corrective action right away. So yeah, implement some stuff for your company that can help you regulate your SMS score. All right, kind of our last topic here, let's just talk about the importance of record keeping and, you know, the paperwork, documentation, all that stuff. But effective documentation is really the backbone of any safety program you're going to make. And if you're wanting to improve your SMS scores, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to implement a comprehensive safety program, safety culture, whatever you want to call it, for your company to start improving your SMS score. So not only does record keeping, you know, give you insight to some data on some historical stuff or previous violations or anything like that, but it's going to also help you in a few other ways. The first thing is going to help you with compliance. So if you have all that, you're going to have driver logs, you're going to have vehicle maintenance records, you're going to have all this stuff, and it's going to help you keep track of all of those things if you already have this process in place for your documentation and your paperwork and stuff. Second thing it's going to do is if you have good paperwork and documentation, is it's going to hold everybody in the company accountable. It's going to hold the mechanic accountable. It's going to hold the person that handles the paperwork accountable. It's going to hold the drivers accountable. It's going to hold everybody accountable together because they're all following the same process. Number three, it's going to allow you to continually improve, right? So you're going to have all that old data that you can compile educated decisions off of and say, okay, well, this didn't work, but this did. And so I can move forward from here. And I know that this will improve my SMS scores if we implement something along these lines. But it gives you the ability to go back and look at old data and stuff that's happened and make good decisions off of solid data. And the fourth thing that good documentation does is it's legal protection as well. So in the event of an accident or anything like that, documentation is invaluable. Having all of that stuff is invaluable. It can serve as evidence that your company's been diligent in maintaining safety and logs and all of that stuff, and that can go a long ways when you're trying to prove a case, right? It can mitigate a lot of legal risks and liabilities if you have good documentation that says, no, this is what we do. We do this every day, or we do this every week, or we do this every month, whatever, right? But it gives you some leverage against some legal stuff that may happen. So that would probably be my number one tip if you're going to want to improve your SMS stuff, is start tracking the data, document everything, and then start making educated decisions off of that. And then do as many inspections as you can, right? The more inspections you have that are clean, they'll start to kind of outweigh the bad ones, and the bad ones will stay on there for 24 months, right? Those bad inspections stay on your SMS score for 24 months, and then they fall off. But in that time period, if you can get a bunch of good, clean inspections, that can help kind of mitigate some of that as well. But if you do get a bad inspection, and it will happen probably eventually, right? When you do get one, just make sure that you record that. Yeah. So I mean, those record keeping is such a big deal when it comes to being able to make educated decisions on improving your SMS score. So just make sure you're keeping good records. And that can help you improve in a lot of ways. So let's just kind of recap everything we went over in this episode. So we talked about how important safer scores are, how they impact your insurance, how they impact a lot of different areas of your trucking business and your day to day life as a trucker, and how important they are. We talked about avoiding some common pitfalls, making sure that you document well, making sure that you're doing things the right way, you got everything buttoned up. And remember, some actionable steps that you can take right now: implement a safety program, a compliance program, some sort of third-party compliance program. Make sure you can track your fleet and track all of that data, use technology, all of that stuff. That's stuff that you can do right now to improve your SMS score. And again, guys, improving your safer score requires commitment. You have to be serious about it. You have to take it seriously because it can put you out of business. So just make sure that you understand how serious those inspections are, how weighted they are. That's the number one issue that we see for high insurance rates, is their safer score is bad. Now, rates right now are not fun. Trucking insurance is not fun right now. I understand that. But you can give yourself a leg up if you have a good SMS score. So if you have a bad SMS score right now, reach out to us. We'd love to help you get that back under control. We have a compliance company. That's what we specialize in. We help people get their SMS score back, all the regulation, all that stuff, helping people track their drivers, all of those things. That's what we do. We specialize in that. So reach out to us if you have a bad SMS score and you're trying to improve that, you need some help. We'd love to help you with that. But safer scores, your SMS scores, super important, guys, and running your business. All right, guys. Well, that's all I got today. Join us on our next episode, episode 10, where we're going to be talking about managing your trucking insurance. And so it's just kind of building. We're kind of doing just a series here. We talked about your inspections last week, your safer scores this week. We're going to talk about managing your insurance next week. So tune in next week, next episode, episode 10. It'll drop on Friday morning, come out at 5 a.m. So join in for that. But like I said, reach out to us if you have any compliance issues trying to get that SMS score. But if not, guys, we'll catch you on the next episode. We thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you, and we'll see you on the next one.